T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe asked the question, if you were, say you're not even one of those people, or you're not even feeling that sort of Hope Springs Eternal atmosphere or vibe going into this Pirates season, if you were trying to fake it, how would you go about it? I'll pose it to you first, Joe. If you were trying to do the optimistic take on this season for this team, how would you go about kind of defending it?
Simply, really, I would say that the two guys that they invested a ton of money in to be the faces of this franchise need to be that. At least one of them needs to have a monster year, and that would be Marte and Polanco, with probably an emphasis on Polanco. So you basically need one of the guys that you invested money in, long-term money, to fulfill his promise. And the other thing is you need somebody who is supposed to be a prominent player by now, who everybody in baseball was talking about, become that. And that would be either Austin Meadows or Tyler Glasnow at some point this season. So give me one of those two guys and one of Marte Polanco becoming a star. And Marte's been on the borderline before. He's put up really good numbers. That would be where I would start. You?
I'm going to split hairs here and say I can point to who you would hope would be the catalysts, but I'll try to go with tangible things that are all, that I already feel like are there. You know what I mean? Instead of hoping for something. They seem to have a real piece at first base in Bell, who I think will only get better, and I think will round into maybe one of the real forces offensively in the National League, because people got fooled. He had a lot of home runs last year, but so did everybody else. Like, his actual numbers relative to other first basemen were nothing spectacular. They were real solid for a rookie. He, I think, will only get better, and I thought was pretty good defensively at a position he was still learning. And I think Tyone's going to emerge as a legitimate front-of-the-rotation starter, and I think they have a hammer if they ever get leads late in games. And they might have an intriguing bullpen in general. Neil Huntington, if I'm going to give him credit because I've buried him all offseason, he has at least cobbled together something that looks somewhat interesting in terms of 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th innings. But that's all I got, man. That's in terms of tangible optimism to hang my hat on. That's all I have.
Well, you can actually picture a lineup, again, in the context of being optimistic here and hopeful, that doesn't look terrible. I mean, okay, lead off Marte, Josh Harrison, if you keep him, Josh Bell, Polanco, Cervelli stays healthy, Adam Frazier, who I would guess is going to be the main option in left field. Would you?
I would think. You're not putting Polanco out there, Bambi on grass.
I mean, at the extra outfield position, whatever it might be, left or right field, doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's somebody needs to fill that role, and I hope it's not Daniel Nava, right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.